We begin August celebrating the Grace of God Recovery House. First and foremost, I want to thank you for being here today and being part of this ministry that continues to provide a safe and loving home for men recovering from alcoholism and drug addiction. I cannot thank you enough for your help. You are nothing less than a blessing from God. After a strenuous year of the pandemic, your help to keep this ministry growing and flourishing is much needed. With COVID-19 exacerbating the addiction crisis in America, now more than ever, people need access to care and services. Last week, we opened our doors to another resident after being shut down due to COVID-19. It is amazing to see God's miracles at work again. Last week, Father Jim touched on receiving the keys to the mansion. When we give the keys of grace of God to a new resident, we say, "Welcome home. We love you. And we're excited to be part of this journey with you." No one makes a lock without a key. That is why God will never leave us with our problems without solutions. Love is the master key which opens the gates of happiness. The truth is, with God and you, Spiritus Christi, we can do anything that lasts forever. Today, we begin the gospel with a crowd in the search of Jesus after realizing he and his disciples were not there. The crowd ends up finding Jesus, and they ask him a question. "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answers with, "I tell you the truth. Now, in my experience, whenever someone begins to answer my question with, 'I'll tell you the truth,' I am entering preparation mode. Either I'm getting ready to hear something I did wrong, or something that is about to come with a learning experience. Or I am preparing to rationalize, justify, or flat out lie out of fear. Here comes Jesus laying the truth right out. He says, 'You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life.'" Jesus is bluntly honest with the people he had fed the previous day. He knows they came looking for him because they had eaten their fill of bread. Why do I look for Jesus? Is it out of love or for what I can get? The truth can be uncomfortable and make us defensive and even cynical, or it can make us stop, look, reflect, and change. Jesus did not perform meaningless miracles. He performed signs, things that pointed to something else. The people saw the miracle but did not grasp the sign. They thought the miracle was nothing more than a bit of food to keep people from being hungry for a day. But what Jesus wanted them to see was that the food they received would keep them from being hungry for eternity. There is the old saying, "You are what you eat." That is so true when it comes to our souls. Our soul becomes what we feed it. None of us would dig into the fridge and eat the fuzzy, moldy leftovers from last week's dinner. Our world, so competitive and materialistic, is moving in the opposite direction, pushing us to fulfill our passing needs and desires and forget all about the spiritual food that lasts. Ask for wisdom, for knowing how to choose between what lasts and what passes, and for the courage to do what is more important. In early recovery, building a foundation for long-term sobriety is critical. At the Grace of God Recovery House, we aim to help build that foundation and provide spiritual food that can last. Part of that foundation is built off a structured schedule. Routines and patterns strengthen and enhance recovery as it helps prioritize recovery, shore up healthier habits, reduce unpredictability, which can be precarious in early recovery, and provides a healthier, more balanced life. A portion of spiritual food that the house offers is our Wednesday night dinners, followed by a gathering called Sharing for Life. Every Wednesday night, we gather, reflect on our hearts, and allow God to enter to be vulnerable and grow with one another. This ministry is so deep in my heart and personally built something that lasts in my life. I stand here today as a former resident of Grace of God and now the director of Grace of God. I once sat in that gathering, Sharing for Life, where one of the staff, he's here today, by the way, told me they loved me. Fresh out of inpatient, you would imagine my response was not very delightful. I told him, "You're full of you know what. This is church, so I'm not going to say the word." Today, I am the one telling these men I love you, watching the men come to the house and being the one to hand over that key to the mansion and say, "Welcome home," is by far one of the greatest gifts in my life. Grace of God walked me through toxic relationships, anger, hurt, fear, anxiety, education, employment, being a parent, but most importantly, a child of God. So personally, I know without you, my life would not have been constructed in a way that lasts, but just kept passing and existing in life as I was. I could never reach a finish line to give back what was given to me. I also stand here today to tell you, I love you, Spiritus.